Good afternoon. Here is the 3 p.m. news read by Kelly Aben. In the headlines, Cameroon's Public Health Ministry is reinforcing its COVID-19 surveillance system following news of Hajj pilgrims from some African countries returning from Mecca being tested positive for the coronavirus. Noura Jikam has been crowned Miss Cameroon 2024. The damsel who hails from the North region plans to empower women and girls victims of sexual abuse on how to reintegrate themselves in the society. And in sports, Louvre Minprof and Achzak Fi of Douala are currently battling for the trophy at the 2024 Cup of Cameroon in women's football. Those were our headlines and now the news in full. Noura Jikam is Miss Cameroon 2024. She was crowned by the First Lady, Mrs. Chantal Biya, during a spectacular final of the 17th edition of the Miss Cameroon competition, which took place at the Yaoundé Multipurpose Sports Complex last night. Speaking to the media shortly after her election and crowning the new Miss Cameroon, who is from the north region of the country, said she will focus on the recovery and reintegration of women and girls who are victims of sexual abuse. Elected with Noura Jikam was the first runner-up, Vanessa Gael Audrey Foe from the Center Region and Aishatu Bobo as the second runner-up from the Adamawa Region. Highlights of the memorable event with Ayi Mbile.
Playing a singular role in advancing the well-being of girls and promoting creative industries, the First Lady, UNESCO's Goodwill Ambassador for Education and Social Inclusion, was welcomed at the Yaoundé Multipurpose Sports Complex with cheers. Prized moments for culture enthusiasts and members of the organizing committee of the Miss Cameroon Beauty Pageant jam-packed in the sports arena and joined by members of the Circle of Friends of Cameroon CERAC, spouses of the close aides of the President of the Republic, and excited youths who gave the First Lady a rousing welcome as she joined them for a night of elegance, glamour, and beauty. Unfolding around the theme, Ending Violence Against Women and Girls, the 17th edition of the Miss Cameroon finale became for a minute a platform to pay tribute to victims of gender-based violence before the beauty queens sent the crowd into a frenzy as they appeared on stage. Seven in number and representing all 10 regions of the country, the contestants introduced themselves amid enthusiastic cheers from their fan clubs and the First Lady, and in the presence of a jury of competent professionals set to evaluate the appearance, charm, grace, fashion show skills, stage culture, and originality. They who showed off their dancing talents walked the runway first in smart casual outfits, traditional attires, and then revealing bikinis, which they showcased as they performed 360-degree spins, which dazzled the public. A celebration of beauty with poise, confidence, dignity, grace, and elegance before a keen and an ever-supportive First Lady, and with symbols of empowerment, all aiming for more than just a crown.
My social project is based on positive masculinity. Positive masculinity has a perspective where men and young boys should commit for the empowerment of women.
Criteria which moved on the election process, narrowing the number of contestants first to the top 12, then top 6, after which came the announcement of the second runner-up and two first runners-up, among whom was Miss Cameroon 2024. Moment by the First Lady, Mrs. Chantal Biya. Noura beamed with joy.
Première dame me remettre la couronne, c'est un sentiment de fierté que je porterai toujours à cœur.
A successful ending for the organizing committee.
For the first time, we had a lot of people, the government, and then our dear godmother, the first lady, was there, and she was very proud of the misses and the event. Then I'm very proud of everybody.
As well as appreciation from the hundreds of young people in the arena, grateful and showing it for having the mother of the nation in their midst. And after close to three long, exciting hours, also spiced by budding artists, but also the acclaimed Mrs. Chantal Biya threw kisses to the cheering crowd as she left, leaving behind cultural footprints as she inspires and mentors a younger generation bent on transmitting in Cameroon and beyond the values, culture, and traditions of the fatherland.
On to one of our headlines. The Ministry of Public Health has tightened its COVID-19 surveillance system at the Garowa International Airport after pilgrims returning from Mecca tested positive for the coronavirus in some African countries. Upon their arrival at the airport, the 267 pilgrims of the second contingent were treated to COVID-19 tests by a team of the region's public health personnel stationed at the makeshift control post before they were allowed to go back home to their loved ones. So far, no pilgrim has tested positive. We have more with Julius Neba.
As pilgrims continue to return to their home countries after taking part in the 2024 edition of the Hajj spiritual retreat that mobilized more than 2 million Muslim faithful from all corners of the world to Mecca, evidence of the existence and the threat the coronavirus poses to the world has once again come to the limelight with the confirmation of some of the pilgrims testing positive to COVID-19. Particularly in Africa. On alert, officials at the North Regional Delegation of Public Health have set up a control unit at the Garowa International Airport where systematic COVID-19 tests are carried out on the pilgrims as they return to Cameroon. Sebastien Ducar is the regional coordinator of the Center for the Prevention and Fight Against Epidemics.
The pilgrims cooperated with regards to the COVID-19 measures that have been put in place. So in all, everything went well. We urge them to continue to observe the barrier measures, and in case of any symptoms, a team from the Ministry of Public Health will be dispatched to provide the necessary assistance.
While awaiting additional test results, so far, none of the pilgrims of the second contingent have tested positive to the COVID-19 test.
My test is negative, so I am going home with a peaceful mind.
We carried out the COVID test and we're assured there's nothing, so I'm not afraid to go back home and meet my family.
The health authorities have assured that the COVID-19 surveillance system will be maintained at the airport until the arrival of the last contingent of pilgrims in Garowa on July 5th. Julius Neba, CRTV News, Garowa.
Midway into the return of pilgrims, Albert Njembonde assessing the efforts put in place to ensure a dignifying as was prescribed by President Paul Biya.
14 flights programmed for departure, 14 flights affected. The same pattern is respected to fly back the pilgrims home. Just as they were happy to go.
I'm indeed very excited being here and today the organizing commission of Hajj, and we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our Hajj, our repentance, and give us good health, sustenance, and we pray for peace in our country.
They are even happier to return.
All went well and we are back in Garowa in good shape.
Satisfied to have fulfilled one of the five pillars of Islam and in a dignifying manner, facilitated by a constant special consideration by the President of the Republic, Paul Biya.
The gift he do to us is only God can pay him.
A complete rupture from those days when flights were either cancelled or delayed, leaving anxious pilgrims desperate in international airports. The mobilization was total for a dignifying Hajj, being assured by administrative authorities, forces of law and order, and members of the National Hajj Commission, whose president, Territorial Administration Minister Paula Tanganji, was at the Douala International Airport to oversee hijj-free departures.
Dear pilgrims, I have come now today to greet you because President Paul Biya has asked me to come and supervise this last departure and to bring back the report that everything is moving smoothly. I've discussed with the cabin crew, the flight captain, and I think that from all indications, things are moving perfectly. I want to thank you for all what you are going to do and all what you are asking from the Almighty that He should give it to you.
Government is happy with how things have gone this far and hopes all will be well that ends well.
For more on the measures taken to avoid the spread of the COVID-19, our guest on the news will be Mr. Mamudu Alaji Kona, Inspector General in charge of a territorial administration in the Ministry of Territorial Administration and member of the National Hajj Commission. The Bishop of the Marwa Mokolo Diocese has charged the newly ordained priest of the diocese and other congregations to display fidelity and faithfulness in their service to God and humanity. His Lordship Bruno Ateba Edo dished the advice to the five new priests during a holy mass at the Our Lady of Assumption Cathedral, Funange, Marwa, in the presence of thousands of Christians and family members. Sylvester Temken reports from CRTV Far North in Marwa.
Acclamation by Catholic Christians of the Marwa Mokolo Diocese at Our Lady of Assumption Cathedral, Funange, to celebrate the entry of five of their sons, Thomas Jiri Majang, David Kuje, Jean-Pierre Tize, Prosper Bulewu, and Jean-Pierre Gandalf Wale into priesthood. As the priest received the sacrament of holy orders, His Lordship Bruno Ateba Edo reminded them of the onerous tasks ahead and to always embrace Jesus Christ and the Blessed Virgin Mary as their role models.
Jean-Pierre Gandalf Wale, priest of the Society of Jesus, West Africa Province, we can rely on God's grace and the collaboration of our brothers and sisters.
The prelate also encouraged the new priest to be attentive to the needs of the people they served, guided by pastoral vows of obedience, chastity and poverty. His Lordship Bruno Ateba Edo, Bishop of the Marwa Mokolo Diocese.
I invited the new priest to be apostle of love, charity, and reconciliation in our country.
The colorful ordination of the new priest of the Marwa Mokolo Diocese, Society of Jesus and the Jesuit Congregation, was attended by a college of clergy, parishioners, and family members, also enjoined to always assist them through prayers and other support in good faith. Marwa, Sylvester Temkin, CRTV.
Five priests and one deacon have been ordained in the Roman Catholic Church in the Ocean Division South region of Cameroon while officiating the ordination mass at the St. Joseph Cathedral. His Lordship Damas Zinga Atangana, Bishop of the Kribi Diocese, called on the clergy to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ without compromising with the things of the world. Polycarp Ati reports from CRTV South in Kribi.
Bonjour avec moi et mes successeurs, dans le respect et l'obéissance, je le promets.
Many years ago, these six stood down to begin a journey into priesthood, and today their dreams have been accomplished as they are ordained as Reverend Fathers and Deacons in the Roman Catholic Church in the Kribi Diocese. During the ordination mass, officiated by His Lordship Damas Zinga Atangana, Bishop of the Kribi Diocese, the priests were introduced into their callings to serve God Almighty for the rest of their lives. They were equally charged with a duty to overcome every odd and evangelize the gospel of Jesus Christ.
When you are a priest, you have to live as St. Peter or St. Paul, and you have to look Christ, who is the priest of excellence.
The newly ordained priest, impressed to have covered a long journey through God's help, said they are set to carry out their tasks. In deep meditation, praises and worship at the St. Joseph Cathedral, the five priests were ushered into their callings by the faithful, friends, well-wishers, and family members. Polycarp Atie, CRTV News, Kribi.
Women of the Njonjo clan, alongside sympathizers, have lamented the departure of their queen mother, Delphine Douala Mangabel. They walked through the streets of the clan for hours, looking for the missing queen to no avail. The new queen mother was, however, traditionally presented at the end of the lamentation. Roslyn Fossa.
She was wife to the late king, His Majesty René Douala Mangabel, father to the present king of the Njonjo clan, His Majesty Jean-Yves Mbumbu Douala Mangabel. The queen mother, Delphine Douala Mangabel, went missing at the age of 94, and women of the clan, together with those from other communities, went out to search for her. A search was marked by lamentation as the women tore the streets of the clan looking for their queen mother to no avail. His Majesty Jean-Yves Mbumbu Douala Mangabel is king of the Njonjo clan.
All the community, the wives, and they are getting to look for the person who was lost. They inquiring, call lamentation, and I have to console them.
An opportunity to traditionally present a new queen mother in order not to leave the sons and daughters of the clan as orphans. Her name is Clarisse Bell. The funeral program will run until July 3 with activities like cultural vigil and lamentations in the Njonjo clan and her clan of origin, which is the Deido clan. Roslyn Fossa, CRTV News, Douala.
You're listening to the 3 p.m. news on the national station of the CRTV. Mining and transformative industries in the South region have been commended for operating within the framework of the law, creating job opportunities and promoting the import substitution policy of the country. The Interim Minister of Mines, Industries and Technological Development, Fu Callistus Gentry, and team met with some of these companies in Kribi to establish a technical platform for dialogue in order to improve on their productivity and the possibility of partnerships. Bruno Ndonwe Fonwe has been trailing the team. Here is his report.
The Interim Minister of Mines, Industries and Technological Development, Fu Callistus Gentry, and his delegation are keen on the growth of transformative industries in the Kribi Port industrial area and are making sure they operate under the guidelines of the law and receive government support where needed. A stop at the chocolate production factory in Boro impresses the delegation, who equally had some recommendations for the company.
Policy of import substitution. Here we are looking at 350 to 400 indirect and direct jobs. The government, we want to have technical sessions to listen to industry, take their problems and find solutions.
The authorities of the soon-to-be-inaugurated cement production industry in Kribi had an exchange with the Interim Industries Minister. Fu Callistus Gentry and team were shown around operations and they commended the environmental-friendly setup.
We have noise levels which are acceptable by international norms. Low 85 decibels. We think that this project is going to reduce our import reliance.
The Director General of the Port Authority of Kribi, Patrice Melom, in the same meeting said they are ready to accompany the transformative industries in needed amenities.
While waiting for the building of the mining terminal, we have the multipurpose terminal that can accommodate the current traffic of the mining companies.
Fu Callistus Gentry equally had a meeting with the China Harbour and Engineering Company, where genuine issues were addressed. The Ministry of Mines, Industries and Technological Development, while carrying out the inspection visit, insists on the acquisition and transformation to a degree of local raw materials to better implement the import substitution policy. Bruno Ndonwe Fonwe, CRTV, Kribi.
After firm instructions from East Governor Grégoire Vongo, the East Regional Inspector of Decentralized Services, actors from the ANAFOR alongside personnel of CRTV East Regional Station have carried out a tree planting exercise on CRTV's land area, which has been invaded by some Betwa inhabitants. The activity seeks to intensify the fight against the invasion and encroachment of state land and property. More with Pelsa.
Sophisticated buildings like churches, houses, and others still on construction have occupied state land that belongs to the Cameroon Radio Television in the Zangwa neighborhood in the town of Betwa. Some occupants of the area say they purchased the land without properly checking all the necessary documents and may be forced to evacuate the space at some point. He says the person who sold the land to him is of late and the only document he has is the sales certificate. In a bid to limit further invasion of state land, the East Governor, Gregoire Vongo, has instructed a team led by the East Regional Inspector of Decentralized Services, Claudine Gabiloa and Anafor, to identify the land's pillars and boundaries and equally plant trees on the site and its limits.
Nous plantons sur les limites.
We are planting trees on the limit so as to secure and ensure persons don't trespass into this land. The powers that be and the hierarchy of the CRTV would decide on what to do with persons who have already trespassed and are living on this site. Occupants of the lands have been reminded of the severe sanctions and risk they may face if they persistently continue to encroach on government property. Betwa, Pelsa, CRTV.
The second edition of the Orange Music Legends Show will open on Wednesday, July the 3rd, with a concert at the Yaoundé Multipurpose Sports Complex. It is a musical adventure put in place by Orange Cameroon to enable different generations of artists to rub shoulders and win the sum of 10 million CFA francs after votes from the public. Maimoun Anjoya of CRTV Center reports on the major innovations of this year's show, which has as main production partner the Cameroon Radio Television.
Cette année, le démarrage de ce programme va être marqué par un concert.
Giving space and a delectable savour to urban tracks, while at the same time instilling a swift vocal union between artists of two distinct generations, are at the backdrop of the Orange Music Legends. During a pre-event briefing in Yaoundé, the Orange brand manager and communication experts threw light on all the innovations of this year's musical rendezvous, which has as opener a concert at the Yaoundé Multipurpose Sports Complex on Wednesday, July 3, 2024.
We shall reveal to the public the 10 artists who are going to take part in this year's edition. Renew, we have Tao, we have Fadilo Sosie, we have Mr. Leo, and we have Phil B for the young generation. And for the legends, that's those who are like accompanying the younger generation. So we have Doniel Wood, Saline Yolo, Prince Dede Yango, Sanfan Thomas.
And besides the entertainment facet of the Orange Music Legends, there is a big gain for winners and even music lovers.
In order to galvanize the artists deep into their thoughts, into their initiative, into their creativity, and bring out what the public will appreciate. At the end of the day, the public votes is best duo, and this duo wins 10 million francs CFA. It was the same case last year where that's Prince Afroacom and Sisu.
Africa woman, oh, you've been a usebo.
Even the public taking part in this exercise of winning or of choosing who is the best duo equally stand a chance of winning up to 5 million francs CFA.
This annual musical show, organized for the second time by Orange Cameroon, will be disseminated by the CRTV, Canal 2 International and Trace Mboa, amongst other digital partners.
On to our guest on the news, who is Mr. Mamudu Alaji Kona, Inspector General in charge of Territorial Administration in the Ministry of Territorial Administration and member of the National Hatch Commission. In a chat with Albert Njembonde, he reassures Cameroonians that all measures have been taken to avoid and contain any health challenges and fly all pilgrims home.
Mamudu Alaji Kona, Inspector General in charge of Territorial Administration, thank you for joining us as guest on the 3 p.m. newscast.
Thank you, Mr. Njembonde, for giving me the opportunity to make an overview of Cameroon participation in Hajj this year.
What assessment do you make of Cameroon's participation in the Hajj this year?
Let's say, first of all, it was globally a very good participation, Islamic point of view, because all Cameroonians performed their Hajj, but not without any difficulties, because the different steps of Hajj ritual are challenges. At least there was two big challenges: the heat for all pilgrims on one side, feeding and housing pilgrims in Mina for the administrative team on other sides. But despite all those challenges, we succeed to avoid major problems.
Well, what are the measures taken by Cameroon to avoid any health challenges?
As far as health is concerned, there were not only for health challenges. As I say a while ago, transportation, feeding, housing, and other minor needs are all challenges. But despite those challenges, we succeed to avoid death cases the day of Jamarat lapidation. This because we put in practice all recommendations given after the meeting held by the ambassador. And all pilgrims, guides, respects hours we gave them to go out. And by so doing, I say we avoid death cases in Cameroon delegation. In total, we registered 3 deaths, 2 women, just in our arrival in Makkah before Hajj season, a woman from the Nun division and another woman from the far north region. And after Hajj, we register 1 death. It is a man from the far north region. So a total, we register 3 deaths.
Tell us a little bit more on how the return to Cameroon is being organized out there.
The return to Cameroon is organized in the system of first in, first out. So as from the departure, every pilgrim knows the date of his return. Sometimes we do adjustment for those who have professional or family matters. For example, the program schedules is going on smoothly, and the last batch we return to the country on the 8th of July by Douala.
Mamoudou Alhaji Kona, Inspector General in charge of Territorial Administration in the Ministry of Territorial Administration, thank you very much for talking to us from Mecca.
Thank you.
In sports, Louvre Minprof is about now clinching the first ticket to the final of the 2024 Cup of Cameroon in women's football. They are beating Achzak Field of Douala by 4-0 at the Fekafoot Technical Center in Oja. After the match, Lekifi will take on Eclair of Sa in the second semi-final match. In more sports news, the 2024 National Interpols will run from the 1st to the 15th of July in Yaoundé. The draws were conducted yesterday at the Fekafoot headquarters in Chinga, Yaoundé. So far, just 3 regions have gotten their representatives for the competition. Volcan FC of Nun will represent the West region, Union Sportive of Abombang for the East, while Sporting of Marwa will represent the Far North. The representative of the Southwest region will be known this afternoon at the Moleko Stadium in Buya in the final of the Southwest Mini Interpol, pitting Buya United against Best Stars Academy of Limbe. The match is currently taken place. That footnote in sports brings us to the end of the 3 p.m. news, and Fatime Bintou Akoum is here with a summary of the news in the French language. Good afternoon.
Bon après-midi à tous. La commission des affaires culturelles du Sénat a examiné ce samedi le projet de loi régissant les archives au Cameroun. Le texte a été défendu par le ministre des Arts et de la Culture, Bidoum Pat. Les travaux étaient présidés par le sénateur Eno Lafont Emma Veriel, la présidente de la Commission des affaires culturelles. Le concours de beauté Miss Cameroun 2024 a rendu son verdict hier soir. Le jury de cette 17e édition a jeté son dévolu sur la candidate de la région du Nord, Ndikam Noura. La première dauphine vient de la région du Centre, Foué Vanessa Gaël Audrey, et la deuxième dauphine s'appelle Aïchatou Bobo. La soirée était présidée par la première dame camerounaise, Madame Chantal Biya, qui a personnellement remis la couronne à Miss Cameroun 2024, qui a promis de placer son mandat sous le signe de la lutte contre la violence faite aux femmes et à la jeune fille. 2024, la valse des arrivées se poursuit à l'aéroport international de Garoua. Le cinquième contingent des pèlerins arrive ce samedi. Un dispositif sanitaire est installé dans les aérogares pour fixer les pèlerins sur leur état de santé après que des tests positifs au coronavirus ont été signalés dans certains pays africains. À ce jour, tous les Camerounais sont en bonne santé. Promotion économique, le gouvernement actionne les leviers de densification de son tissu industriel de l'import-substitution à Kribi, une plateforme de concertation permanente entre divers acteurs et autres investisseurs a été mise en place par le ministre par intérim des Mines de l'Industrie et Développement Technologique Fou Kalustrus Gentry. Et puis sport handball, championnat national d'élite. La troisième journée prend fin demain dimanche. Cinq matchs vont se disputer sur les terrains annexes principaux du complexe La Concorde de l'Université de Yaoundé 1 en Guayaquil. À l'affiche, deux rencontres chez les messieurs. Le derby FAB contre Friendship de Yaoundé et le duel Fondation André Nzico contre les Spartiates de Yaoundé. 15h30, c'était le condensé des nouvelles, la langue française. Merci de nous écouter.